At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Look, we've been talking a lot about Cam Smith, and Cam Smith can damn sure get me excited if he proves the rest of the way here. They got about 3 weeks, a little less than 3 weeks left.
Yep.
If he proves the rest of the way here that he is opening day roster,
ready.
Yes.
Get a look at him in right field tomorrow, I believe. Right.
He's DH today, and just for the record, Cam Smith DH today went 0-3. He's now down to he's hitting .450, and that slug is down to .850. So it's. You knew he wasn't going to keep up that hitting over .600 kind of thing, but we'll see if he can stay hot and if he can keep moving the needle and trending in the direction of opening day or getting more run and development at the lower levels. We'll see. So Cam Smith is definitely one of those guys. But guys, tell me if I'm wrong about this. I'm not speaking for all Astros fans, but I feel like this is probably pretty widespread of an opinion. If there's one player on this Astros team that can move the fan base significantly, I'm not talking about, obviously, you got a bunch of guys that are they're healthy and our expectations are that they either rip the cover off the ball or they pitch well, whatever. But I'm talking about come out of nowhere, surprise folks, jump back on the scene, turn me on kind of deal. Lance McCullers, that guy, right?
Oh, man. I'm glad you're on this type of time, Clint. I've been talking like this for a while. I've been talking like this for a couple weeks.
Bury me in the age.
If you sounded like me.
There's very few things I'm going to tell you. Like, I love going to Astros games, but the thing for me with watching sports live, any sports live, like, it's about, I mean, I want to go with you. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get the fellas. My wife wants to go. She wants to go see a game. Yep. So like, I want to, it's about the experience more than the team, right? So, but just be completely honest with you, right? That's just how I've always been. This is one of the moments where if Lance McCullers, by the way, here's the update with Lance McCullers. He threw live BP today, 30 pitches. He hit 94, and the reports are that he felt good. He's ready for action in a Grapefruit League game, which will probably happen next Tuesday. Yep. That's the last report I saw, unless there's something else that's popped. That's where we're at with Lance McCullers. But, guys, if Lance McCullers continues to trend in the right direction, if Lance McCullers is healthy, The day that he's scheduled to pitch, assuming that he's going to be a starter, because I know there's a lot of folks that believe he may be a little better out of the pen, but he set that record straight a couple weeks back.
He ain't having it.
Nah, he ain't having that, man. I ain't having that. In fact, by the way, if anybody's out there wondering, it'd be harder for me to stay healthy in the pen than it would if I was a starter, by the way, just in case y'all are wondering. That's kind of how he left it. But if he's scheduled to start, I mean, unless one of my little girls got a birthday party or an event or something, there's a good chance I'm gonna be in that building.
It feels huge.
I think the place would be slam packed, and I don't care what night it is. And I think him just towing the rubber, I think the place goes absolutely bananas.
Yeah, I think for a number of reasons. Obviously, because he's Lance McCullers, and so he's one of the few. I mean, him and Jose Altuve basically are the only holdovers from the original World Series team for the Astros. So like he's got kind of a little bit of that legend to him, but then there's also the mystery of having not seen him pitch in almost 3 years. What does it look like? And then for me, so that's two prong. And then the third one is, okay, but what if it's good enough for them to keep rolling them out there?
Yes.
What if it's good enough for them not just to do it early in the season?
The buzz around the whole team moving forward would be crazy, right?
I mean, think about it. If it's by July, Lance McCullers is actually a factor in your rotation. And by the way, again, you actually don't need – I'm so glad you hit this, Clint, because I am real bullish on the pitching for the Astros without Lance McCullers. Like, not factoring him into the equation. Right.
Just in general.
In general, I like what they've got going.
Okay.
If you bring him into the mix and let's say – and I mentioned this on In the Loop a couple weeks ago. Let's say it just really actually took these 2 years for him to get right. And now that he is, right? Like, we can harp on the fact that he's luxury Lance and we ain't seen him in so long and is he washed and all of this kind of stuff. Should he be out the bullpen? But let's just say, you know, it's part of the theory that it took 2 years to figure it out. And it is figured out. Forget if he's, you know, a diminished version, if he's the same Lance, but he's still some version of Lance McCullers now after these 2 years. That changes a little bit of the conversation for me of what the Astros pitching looks like. On top of everything that you talk about, going out with the boys, the mystique, it's Lance McCullers. We don't have many like this no more. Yeah. Bregman's gone. Kyle Tucker's gone. We know who else has been gone over the last few years. You got Jose Altuve, Lance McCullers, and, you know, Yordan has kind of like been grandfathered into it. But, like, you don't have a lot of those, Pena, you don't have a lot of those guys anymore, like homegrown guys. I think you'd absolutely want to be in the building for it, but also it could change the conversation about what the Astros pitching looks like.
713-572-4610. Hit us on them chats. Hit us on that text line. Let us know. Am I crazy? Am I overselling Lance McCullers? And look, I'm not sitting here telling you it's going to happen. I'm just telling you if it does, I think the Astros fan base is going to go bananas. I think even your casual fans that catch 2-3 games a year, I'm not talking about people that own season tickets. I'm talking about you folks that catch 2-3 games a year with the fellas or with the significant other, whatever. I think that is it's definitely appointment television. That's for damn sure. If not, I'm buying tickets immediately to get there. I think that's the case. 713-572-4610. How you feel about it, Astros fan?
And think about it, Clint. It's been years. Yeah. So, like, I know we joke about luxury Lance, but now it really is that. Luxury Lance, you're not necessarily counting on him or dependent on him. Anything that he gives you at this point, like, he's been out of sight, out of mind. When was the last time you felt like you were dependent on Lance McCullers? It's been years.
He's been a luxury for 2 years.
The last time we saw him, He's never dealt with the pitch clock. Like, that is nuts to me.
Yeah, good point. He's got a lot to figure out, doesn't he?
It's been years. And so, like, and now it's even more so. Like, anything he gives you is gravy. It's not like your hopes and dreams are hanging on his health or anything like that. He goes out there and he's balling. It's like, oh, wait a minute, that's right. Lance McCullers is on the team. I forgot about that because it's been years.
Well, to me, Lance is kind of like, you know, that country music artist I was telling you about yesterday, that just the one that goes out there and leaves it on the stage every damn time. I mean, that's my affinity for Lance is the way that he plays the game, the intensity, the sense of urgency, the the way that we as fans, when we watch him, we know how important it is to him. It's hard not to love that. It's hard to not get excited about that. It's a beautiful thing. So I don't know. I just think Lance McCullers is the one guy on this team. There's a bunch of guys that can play well, and we expect to play well, and we're going to sit up and go, hey, that's a long season. That's what we expected out of this guy. If Lance McCullers gets back in this rotation to any degree, and to your point, has any level of success, it's going to be wild.
Let me add this too, Clint. And this is not a small issue for me. The Astros have lost a little bit of shine, like a little bit of the cachet and like that edge and just like that thing that made them special. Obviously, they got Yordan, Jose Altuve still on the team.
Yeah.
But they don't have that mystique, if you will, that they used to have. And I feel like a Lance resurgence, a Lance comeback, if you will, to help provide a little bit of that, you know, make this team. I'm intrigued by the team just because I'm into the team and I'm into baseball and all of that. But to, like, really make them interesting again, I feel like Lance could help that a lot.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. But here in Houston and nationally, just another recap on today's spring training game. They lose 9-3 to Washington. And looking down the box score here, Cam Smith 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Vic Caratini 1-for-2. With a walk. Jake Myers had a hit today as well.
Jake with the rake.
You better.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that had hits, but I'm just going down the list of guys that that folks will know and that they know we're absolutely dependent on them for damn sure. But as you mentioned too, Cam Smith, I think the big note for the Astros, Cam Smith in right field tomorrow.
Yeah.
Again, the significance of him moving to right field is that it seems like he's a little ahead of plan in terms of how long he's going to spend in the minors, or if he can be on the roster opening day for the Astros. The thought was apparently that he was going to be at third base, and then they'd work him into the outfield once minor league season started, and he got used to big league at bats and big league third base, and because he's swinging the bat so well, and apparently because he's handling all that comes with playing every day in spring training and potentially being a big leaguer, because he's handling it so well, they fast tracked him. They're gonna play him in right field and see how he takes to right field. Been working in right field for 3-4 days now.
Yep.
Again, the athleticism shines out there. Apparently, he is an unbelievable student of the game, extremely mature, soaking things in, and again ahead of the curve, ahead of plan in terms of what they're gonna do with Cam Smith. So again, not only is Lance McCullers one of those guys that gets you worked up, Cam Smith and his progress so far is as well.
Yeah, we sent a crew out there early on in spring training a couple weeks ago now, and they got to be around him a little bit, and we were able to put out some stuff, like to actually hear from Cam Smith. And he's an impressive young man, like for a 22-year-old with very little experience, this is all fairly new or new enough to him. He presents and comes off as somebody that seems like he's ready. Now, that doesn't mean he necessarily is, but if he is, like sometimes, and I think about this with Cam Smith, like sometimes you just got bats that you can't keep out of the lineup, yeah, especially depending on what your particular situation is as a team. And again, they've lost some shine. They've lost some talent. They could use everything that they can get. So he might be one of those where it's like, man, we got to figure this out, because even if he goes through stretches where he struggles,
yeah,
it's like, man, he's too talented to keep the potential out of the lineup, right, what he might be able to do for us on a given day.
Let me ask you two guys this question on the Astros front, because I think this is gonna tell us a lot about the Astros. Like, I'm talking future, long-term future. Which one of these youngsters that have arrived already on this team that you've got expectations for, which one taking the next step are you most confident in? Ooh, which one? I'm talking about confident. Pena. I'm talking about Yainer Diaz. I'm talking about Jake Myers. I'm talking about the guys that are lock, stock, and barrel starters, and not Altuve and Yordan Alvarez. I don't. I'm talking about them. Let's go with those three right there. And look, I'm not comparing the three, by the way.
Sure.
I'm just saying, because Jake ain't gonna be on the same planet as those two guys. But it would be nice if he brought more to the table as he plays, yeah, more in the big.
Mine's a catcher, man.
Yainer Diaz?
Yainer.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a minute, but once I did, it's pretty easy. Like, you said confidence, it's got to be Pena.
Just confident, Pena. Excitement, like what?
Yeah, like,
oh,
I
you
mean,
like Pena.
Well, just because I've seen, and it was, look, it's, if we're being honest about it, it's really only been flashes.
It's the anti-dropper.
Yeah, yeah. The overall body of work with Pena has not necessarily been all that impressive, but I thought he had moments last year where he took a step back defensively. I know that he has elite defensive ability in him, and then at the plate, man, they talked a little bit about, you know, at spring training about him making those adjustments in his swing, and I feel like it should just be there. Man, he's a good enough player, a good enough athlete, a strong enough dude. Look at him, he's one of the more impressive, right, more imposing dudes that they got on the team that's not named Yordan Alvarez. I feel like he should be better at the plate, and I got some confidence that he will be. He'll be better than what we've seen him be.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going with Tyler with Yainer Diaz.
Yep.
And here's why. I could get good and excited about all of them. Hell, I'll be honest with you. I think it would mean more to the team if Jake Myers actually did it.
Oh,
to be,
yeah,
honest,
no,
with
no
you,
doubt.
If Jake Myers swung the bat well enough to be the six-hole hitter and confidently a six-hole hitter,
I screwed up.
I think that would do more for the Astros. But here's what I think from Yainer Diaz. You know, we had a free swing in Yainer Diaz in 2023. Free swing in chase and stuff, a lot of pop, a lot of power, show prompt, but I mean, just the Altuve trying to pull outside pitches, swinging out of your shoes all the damn time. There seemed to be no method to the madness, right? And then this year, I think he did a 180. Like, he sacrificed power.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
In a big way, really, but he sacrificed power to be a more disciplined hitter at the plate. And to me, with Yainer Diaz, there's a middle ground. Like, I think he's a guy that can be more disciplined at the plate, but also pick and choose his time to come out of his damn cleats.
Yeah.
It's like we've seen the extreme both ways with him. And now it may be something to do with him playing more catcher and playing in the field more. And not, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much of that is real or how much of it isn't. But to me, with Yainer Diaz, there's something there for him. He's shown the ability to make drastic changes, right? So he's obviously a student of the game. He's extremely coachable. If he can meet in the middle of 2023 and 2024 Yiner and just meet in the middle, there's a chance that we're talking about a significantly better hitter that also brings more power to the plate, some of that 2023 power that we saw.
Yeah, and I think Yiner Diaz is a perfect perfectly fine choice here because I do think if we're just talking about as a hitter, Yainer Diaz is a better hitter than Jeremy Pena and has shown that for the most part. I would say like the difference between the two is Yainer Diaz, I feel like I just know or either have accepted, I put it this way, I have accepted that there is just like boom and bust potential with Yainer Diaz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.